have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
There. This is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing. It is only you, Father God, and we are so grateful to be here on Shabbat Saturday today. How you reign in my life, I can say that I am a witness and can testify to that. It is only you, Lord. Amen. And indeed, it is a blessing. Your love, your joy, your peace, the happiness that I have, no man gave that to me. It is only through your Spirit. Amen. And I want to show and declare to the world that it is only you, Father God. So hallelujah, what a blessing it is to be able to come before you and to just thank the Lord that we were indeed created to worship him. Did you know that, people of God? The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. We were created, amen, to worship him. We were created to worship him. So we lift our hands on this broadcast and we declare and decree that he is indeed Jehovah Rapha. He is indeed Jehovah Makedis, my God, today. He is Jehovah Jireh to me, my God. We were created for worship, and so we Shabbat him on today. Listen, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Dawn, and that's what we do, people of God. We come here to exalt him and to lift up his name so that you will be encouraged, so that you will be reminded, amen, of his goodness towards you. Hallelujah. So listen, there is indeed a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms. And you and I have been given the authority to speak and say something to Shabbat, our awesome God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you again, you that are listening, amen on today, because this day, hallelujah, this day that you had breath, this day that you rose, amen, this day that you have mobility and that you have your life, this is the day that the Lord has created and made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. So kingdom greetings to you all on today. The Lord bless you. It is always an honor to come before you, and I do not take this opportunity lightly. This afternoon on Shabbat Saturday, I have come to encourage and inspire you to go back. It is time to reset. Return to the first works. Return to the basics. Return to the first fruits. And with that, I have come to understand that my past, glory to God, does not in any regard hinder the glory that shall and will be revealed in me, in you. For the Bible says in Romans 8:18-23, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. So all of creation, hallelujah, which is subject to the Father, hallelujah, is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And we are the sons of God in the name of Jesus. And the scripture goes on further to say in verse 23, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. So the word is telling me, amen, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert, for your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, is what the scripture says. But we resist him, and we are firm in our faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by our brethren who are in the world. But after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Glory to God. And having been rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. Hallelujah. My testimony today is indeed reaping the benefits of restoration because of this. I was that woman at the well in John 4, 1 to 26. And I was also the woman with the alabaster jar in Matthew 26, verses 6 to 10. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me, hallelujah, and also to you under the sound of my voice, I seek to bestow a special blessing on those with a heart of humility who have truly forgiven all who have used, abused, or offended you. Will you be one of those who will receive the blessing? Will you forgive as I have forgiven you? Come to me with a pure heart and clean hands, and I will bring restoration, refreshment, and renewal. For the Bible tells me in Psalms 24, 3 to 5, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yes, he is my healer and the one who makes bitter experiences sweet. After the experience of being tasted by many men through marriage after marriage and looking for love in all the wrong places, men who had taken much and left me depleted to the point of running around with this gaping hole, this huge gap, desiring to be filled even at the expense of losing myself. Who could bear the pain of being raped by your husband and also almost murdered at his hands? The repeatedly physical and emotional torment that I endured. I was supposed to be dead. But I kept going through this revolving door from marriage to marriage, eventually to the point where it left me placing myself in an institution so broken, so stripped, where no human being, no one could really reach me but God. My testimony is indicative of a great inward work taking place, wherein his reflection, the reflection of God, is seen amongst men for his glory. And there's such a wonderful joy ahead, even though the going was horrific and rough for a while, for a season. It does indeed have an expiration date, people of God. But listen, unforgiveness is a thief, and its employer is Satan. Now, he uses unforgiveness to keep you in a state of defeat. It is the root that causes bitterness and anger and dis-ease and sickness. His benefits ultimately kill, steal, and destroy you and your purpose. But he is a whole lie. Amen. No longer, I implore you, no longer let unforgiveness obstruct or delay the plans that God has for your life. Let it go. Unforgiveness is the thief that also steals your joy and your peace. Again, it is the root that causes bitterness, anger, and dis-ease and sickness. Unforgiveness will derail, delay, and pause the plans that the Father has for your life. But today, in Shabbat Saturday, right now, amen, today, just like the woman with the alabaster jar who gave the most precious and valued thing she owned and poured all of it upon his feet, I was that woman. Three abortions, the wife rejected in her youth, I was desperate and passionate. I needed to know this Jesus. Could he save someone like me? Well, I am proof that he whom the Son has set free is free indeed, according to John 8:36. Liberation and freedom is my portion. and it is also yours on today. So I preach what I am living, inside out of a kingdom mindset. All of that which I have endured, and whatever gifts that the Father God has placed in you, in me, as a result of what we had to endure in the kingdom, the Father will use your gifts, will use what you had to endure so that you can now bruise the head of the enemy. This is why he, the enemy, attempts to take away your identity. If he takes away a person's identity, he can rob you of your destiny. The Spirit of the Lord shared with me Psalm out of Isaiah 54, verses 5 through 7 and verse 17, the following. For your maker is your husband. The Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. The Lord will call you back as if you were a wife deserted and distressed in spirit. A wife who married young, only to be rejected, says your God. For a brief moment, I abandon you, but with deep compassion, I will bring you back. See, it is I who created the blacksmith, who fans the coals into flame and forges a weapon fit for its work. And it is I who have created the destroyer to wreak havoc. And this is why the scripture goes on further to say, verse 17, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Hence now, when we bruise the head of the enemy with the very thing he attempted to work against us, you see, he is the Lord Almighty. And as the scripture says in Romans 8, all things do indeed work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. The Spirit of God has been on this theme of late, and also noting my sons and daughters, return to the basics. So this is the message today for Shabbat Saturday. The Lord is proclaiming in your listening. Return back to the altar. Return back to the altar. My focus scripture is actually Joel 2, verses 12 to 13, and it reads, now therefore says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great, hallelujah, mercy towards us. Return to the altar now, people of God. Allow the word to work in you a deeper work through prayer and intercession and worship and seeking him, seeking his presence, spending more time in his word and also with fasting. To me, he declared, my daughter, your reflection must be my reflection. And it is done by living this thing inside out, accomplished by giving all of you an absolute obedience, absolute surrendering, absolute yielding. You see, in this season, he wants all of me. And he's asking us to purify ourselves from everything that contaminates the body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for him, stripping ourselves of our old, unrenewed self and put on the new nature, changing whatever needs to be changed in our lives. The desire of our hearts is to be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, fitting for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. There's that word again. So we relinquish our old nature. How? The old self was crucified with Christ, but it is our responsibility to crucify the old nature and to put the old nature, this flesh, to death. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, 22 to 24, put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires. and be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. So I die. I, Apostle Dawn, I die. I crucify this flesh and its nature and stop giving the devil too much credit. Amen? Sometimes it's just you. It's just your flesh and inability to yield to the Holy Spirit. If you don't allow the word of God to crucify your flesh, to change you and annihilate this ungodly character and qualities, amen, then you are allowing the works of the flesh according to Galatians 5:19 to deteriorate ultimately your relationship with the Father. The Bible is clear. Matthew 15:19 reads, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander." Romans 8:5 concurs that those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. We are to put to death, therefore, the components of our earthly nature in Colossians 3:5, which is sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. My testimony is indeed reaping the benefits of restoration because of a decision to yield, to go back to the altar. You see, God is dealing with heart issues. He is dealing with our heart issues. And he desires this truth in our inward parts. Heart motives matter now in this season. And only by your sincerely, authentically putting God first, yielding, can we pursue and do his work and the assignment and the mandate that he's called you to. The question is, am I walking in absolute obedience? Are you walking in absolute obedience? Am I 100% submitted? The Bible tells us it's those little foxes, that spoil the vine. For our vines have tender grapes, is what it says in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. But today, in your hearing, this message proclaims, yield. Yield. Return back to the altar. The scripture I would want you to put again in your remembrance is Joel 2, verses 12 to 13. There is indeed a 911 in the Spirit of God, where he is raising up, I do discern that he is raising up this remnant of people that is yielded, that's not afraid to operate in the reverential fear and return back to the altar. The altar where we rend our hearts and not our garments. We do not have time, people of God. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, according to Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. And it's worth pausing right here. Listen, in this season, the Spirit of God is calling us to return, reset, return to the basics, return so that there will be unity in the body. Rid ourselves of these denominational doctrines and dogmas and operate in the fullness of the Godhead and eradicate the imposters. For the Bible says in Matthew 7, verses 13 through 14, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go by in it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. The Father is saying, so return. Go back to the basics. Reset so that you have my mind, my heart, my motivation, says the Lord. You need to be a reflection of me. Have my mind, my heart, in order to operate in the unity and perfect harmony I desire, that there will be no division amongst you. You need to walk in my love today. He talked about restoring, hallelujah, and us detaching ourselves from the spiritual leeches and dying to self and crucifying ourselves with Christ, dying daily to this flesh and all of its trappings. 1 Corinthians 15:31 reads, I declare, hallelujah, by rejoicing in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. Yes, it is a daily dying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. That was just a slight interruption, but the Lord be glorified. Galatians 2:20 reads, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I think the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us something. Our identity is assuredly in Christ, without any question. So the Lord has been dealing with me in particular in terms of relationships, amen, my character, and saying, daughter, return to the altar. And I think this is also a cry to the body of Christ. Return to the basics. Reset. We can have greater intimacy with him so that we may know him, and also that, you know, the scripture says, I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Know his ways, return to the altar, and repent. It is time to show forth the reflection of God. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. There is a restoring and a repouring. There is a this disbursement of fresh oil. He wants to change our garments, change our wineskins. As you yield and allow him to do a new work on the altar. A new work can only be accomplished as we put new wine into these new wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But if we are attempting to put new wine in tainted and old wineskins, what use is that? But the new wineskin into new new wineskins, the scripture says, are both preserved, according to Matthew 9:17. So it's time for this introspection, this self-examination. The scripture says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. It also says, take on his yoke, learn of him, for he is meek and lowly in heart, and we shall find rest unto our souls, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. My testimony, our testimony, must be indicative of his reflection, the reflection of God the Father. There is a great joy when you discover the oil that is in your life. God is shifting you from your current moment, your current state, to prepare you, hallelujah, for the mantle that he wants you to wear, to place upon your life. So he's asking us to prepare our ways. Come before him. He said he will show us the path of life, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Return to the altar. Let's be the film that goes into the dark room and does not go out until it is developed. Why? Because the Bible says that there is this earnest expectation of creation itself that is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. How can we show forth this reflection of God in this season, in this hour? How can we manifest this glory? Well, I feel it's first coming to a place wherein we have yielded. We have come to the altar. We are saying, Lord God, I give you all of me. I'm returning to the altar for a reset because it is time for complete submission, complete surrendering, complete and absolute obedience. We are coming to a time in the spirit when we are either all in or we are out. We're not afraid to be broken again. We're not afraid to be purged or stripped. And we are intentional about not deviating from the process so that we will no longer be a slave to this flesh. The Bible tells me, hallelujah, in Jeremiah 18, verses 2 to 6, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his will, and the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter has done, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. It is time to return back to the altar. It is the Holy Spirit's job to conform us to the image of Christ, making us more like him. As he creates in us a clean heart and renews a right spirit within us, according to Psalms 51:10. Authentically, we are to be walking in our rightful places before the Lord, but it is first to begin with our giving him all of us. As we lay on the altar for this clarion call that is being made, a reset, body of Christ, return back to the manufacturer, amen? Make a decision to live intentionally in him. The Bible says in him that we live and move and have our being. And this is very important, especially, I believe, now in this season. We're going into a time wherein the Spirit of God is saying, again, either you're all in or you're out completely. The Bible says in Revelation 3, verses 15 to 16, I know your deeds. You are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to vomit you out of my mouth. You're not going to be able to dibble and dab. Amen. You're not going to be able to have one foot in and one foot out. We have to make a decision that our identity is going to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua. It's not going to be in who you were in a relationship. It's not going to be the fact that we are a mother or a wife. It's not going to be about the positions that we held, amen, or the jobs that we are currently in, amen, or the titles that we hold. Our identity is going to be set firmly in who the Lord says that we are. And in this season, even in our affliction, this season of expeditious growth that is occurring when we are in the tube of the trial and it comes, when the testing comes to our door, we are found still standing firm because we know whose hand we hold. We know whose image, amen, we are reflecting and are made in. We do not try to curtail or shorten the process of his making us over again to be his reflection, his image, as we lay at the altar. And this season of being made anew, hallelujah, in his reflection, detaching the spiritual leeches, dying to self, emptying out ourselves, laying on the altar and allowing him to create in me, in you, a clean heart, renewing a right spirit within us. Yes, being in a place, a posture of greater intimacy with him, naked and unashamed before him, so that he can fill you and I, and that we truly do experience the fullness of the Godhead. He is calling us back to him, back to the altar, back to a true repentance. The Lord is restoring a right heart in us in the name of Jesus. As we are crucified, as we die daily, so that we are a reflection of him. So let him break us again. Let him strip us again. Let him purge us. He needs to break us again in order that we may become this real, true, authentic reflection of him in this earth realm. Amen. To those that are crying out, that have need of a savior. Glory God. We're supposed to be our lives living epistles read of men. And leaders, you especially, if you are under the sound of my voice, you can pray, you can prophesy, you can heal people, you can intercede, you can sing hallelujah and worship with the best of them. But if you do not have a reverence for the word of God, if you do not have a real intimacy with him, all of those things are absolutely for nothing if you cannot pick up that word of God. And I'm not only get wisdom from it, hallelujah, but that wisdom is the knowledge that you get from intimacy with him, from the revelation of who he is, and it sustains you. The revelation is how you're able to apply this to your everyday living, amen, not just in the pulpit. We need to return to the altar. Go back to the basics. We are to be broken to the extent that he can perfect us so that we are equipped. Hallelujah. When the book is closed, hallelujah, and that it will reflect that the word is truly hidden in our hearts, that we may not sin against him. But unless we put the word of God in a position in our lives where it is at the forefront, I should say, glory to God, meaning that that word is indelibly inscribed on our hearts. The scripture tells us, your word have I hid in my heart, all of me, O God, as a living sacrifice, I yield and surrender it all. You can have it all, my mind, my soul, my will. I give you complete obedience, all of me, holding nothing back. Listen, it doesn't mean that we're perfect, but we are intentional in Jesus' name. Amen. And if I would have to give any final comments, there's absolutely nothing new under the sun. We know that. The Holy Spirit, the Word, is our guide. And they are here for a reason. But it's very hard to get to that place if you are your own God. And if your desires, help me, Holy Spirit, if you are a slave to your flesh and its whims, whatever it wants to do, you acquiesce to it. You're actually living a life of bondage. But now he's asking you and I to go back. Go back. Go back to the basics. Return to the altar. Ask for forgiveness. It's not a slot machine, people of God, type of relationship. You're in covenant. And if we don't keep our part of the covenant, he is not obliged to keep his. And that is why I believe a lot of believers are experiencing calamity in this hour. If you don't keep your part of the covenant, just like with a contract with anyone else, then the Father is not required to keep his. Selah. Indeed is the hour that he's telling us to go back. Yield. Decide to be broken so that you can be completely made whole and restored and refreshed and revived and manifest him and his glory, truly being the manifestation and glory of God. Though you may feel defeated, God is closer than you realize. He is always with you and can heal your heart and make you whole. Glory to God. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, what the scripture says, and saves those crushed in spirit. We have to keep God the center of everything. His word has to be more important to us than our daily breath, because it is our daily bread. We have to be intentional about this. For he desires all of me, all of you. And now is the time to stay focused. Stay focused. Glory to God. Get a reboot. Go back to the factory setting. Reset. And as believers, we take moments, amen, and now is a moment, I believe, to allow the Lord to reboot you back to a factory setting, his setting, because he is ultimately the creator of all things. And certainly the creator of us. Get yourself into a place of consecration, a place where the Father can reboot you, reset you, make you anew all over again. Go back to the altar. Come on and reset in the name of Jesus. Go back to a place where you experience his presence, where you can experience truly his heart, where he will make your heart like his, a heart that is patient, a heart that is kind, a heart that is not jealous, a heart that is not arrogant, amen, a heart that does not seek its own benefit, a heart that does not provoke or does not keep an account of a wrong suffered. We are to be his reflection. We are to have his heart. And I believe, again, the Spirit of God is calling us to return to the altar, go back to the manufacturer, reset, reboot, return to our first works, back to the basics. He wants all of you or none of you. And there are things in us that we just need to lay before the Lord. Amen. Lay at the altar. Release it and let it go. And lay yourselves on the altar. And finally, yield all of you to the Lord. Repent from it and turn from it. Return to the altar, the place of sacrifice, the place of consecration, the place of encounter, where he makes you and I, molds us into his image, makes us afresh, makes us over again as we are being broken. Hallelujah. Allow him to do a new thing in you in the name of Jesus. And with that being said, I want to say thank you again for joining me on Shabbat Saturday. I believe, again, with everything that's within me, that the Spirit of the Lord is saying that he's leading us back to the altar. We must develop this authentic agape love where he wants to pour into us as we lay on the altar and be still and stay there and do not get up before your time, before the process. I heard someone say just recently that the process is part of the promise and brings you to that place of fulfillment. And there is nothing greater than this current call for us to return to the altar. And in my closing, I want to ask Father God, fill the broadcast with your glory now, and that those who are under the sound of my voice and now and later on the rebroadcast will hear this word and experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Touch the life and nature of God within them. And let the necessary changes take place. Let it take place now. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation Radio family and iHeart and Spreaker Radio for this platform. I pray the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. And thank you again for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. With Apostle Dawn, myself, my God today. All of you, please come back next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday. And I bless the Lord again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for this great station, Elation Radio. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you, woman of God. I'm about to say shalom, everyone. And in my closing, Dr. Kimmy Kim, woman of God, I love you. I thank God for you. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.